The vast majority of eczema is treated by GPs, and this is called in primary care. And there are some very switched on and caring doctors who do a brilliant job in primary care of establishing the treatment that fits with your needs and those of the eczema. Successful treatment for one person's eczema will not necessarily work for another. So it can take time to get the most appropriate treatment. Time going backwards and forwards to the doctors whilst both of you are learning, and your feedback on how things are working is just as important a part of the process. But sometimes you both know that the best course of action is to be referred. This may be straight to a dermatologist, but another option is to see either a GP in the same practice with more of an expertise in eczema, or a GP possibly in another surgery who has a special interest in eczema. But we all know that things do not always go according to plan. Your option when you are not satisfied with the treatment being offered by your GP, but they are reluctant to refer you, is firstly to indicate that the NICE, and that's the National Institute for Clinical Excellency, Childhood Eczema Guidelines, indicates that your dissatisfaction with current treatment should be a reason to refer you. If that still does not work, then you can take the matter further by asking your GP for a copy of their complaints procedure, which possibly as a patient may be difficult for you to do because you may fear what may happen. Of course you shouldn't, but you may. Contacting the next level of NHS above your GP practice, which is called the Clinical Commissioning Group, is your next option, but you will need to know to which one your GP surgery belongs. Another option is NHS England. The website NHS Choices has some information on how to contact these bodies. Or, of course, your MP may know their way around the system. Getting the correct eczema treatment for you via your GP happens most of the time, but occasionally, when it does not, finding your